translation, and is raised in the super monstrous compartment, a great crystal fire, the whole firmament of planets. Vishwa,
Vishwa,
Ashti,
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 translation. All the population of the three worlds was scorched by the combined heat of the weather. Everyone was reminded of the sound of the fire which takes place at the time of the annihilation.
Sanghatya Anandam Ubhaya Sridasi Sarasanghe Aditya Rodasi Kamsa Babhidhasi Atmanibhat Dishta Sasidya Sattu Tayo Tilokan Pradhanma Dayamana Pradhasadva Sambhattata Amantata. So the heat increased, radiation heat increased. One weapon was released by Aswatthama, another by Jones to counteract. And the heat was so terrible that Dayamana Sajasarva, all the inhabitants of different planets, they felt the great heat produced by two Brahmastra. And Sangvattakam Amansaka. The Sangvattaka fire is explained in the Shastra, that in the Kali Yuga, at the last level in the Kali Yuga, there will be no rainfall. Everything will dry, not this Kali Yuga, but at the end of the universal life, there will be great fire. All over the universe. That is called Sangvartaka. And everything will be ablaze. This fire will take place on account of the heat increase of the sun. It is said that the present temperature of the sun will be increased 12 times. So, naturally, there will be fire. As we know, sometimes there is forest fire. Similarly, the fire will take place and everything will be burned into ashes. Then there will be rain. After heat, we have got experience. When the atmosphere is too hot, then the rain falls. Same process. When everything will be burned into ashes, there will be rain, torrents of rain, and it is said, just like the trunk of the elephant, the rainfall will be like that. So everything will be covered with water. That is annihilation. Pralaya paya dhijali dhita bhāna si bhedam. Then there will be pralaya, and by the grace of the Lord, the Vedas will be saved. Keshava dhita meena sarira jaya jagadhikari. This is the process going on. Bhutta bhutta puliyate. This material world, in this way, sometimes it is manifested and sometimes it is not manifested. The energy is there, but the material world means the energy is sometimes manifested, sometimes not manifested. So we are in this material world, not only we are changing our body one after another, after some years, that is also according to our different forms of life, in one small insect, it may live for few minutes, some of them for few hours, some of them for few days, and some of them for few months, some of them for few years. And this yearly, we human beings, we live for 100 years. And the devadas live for 10,000 years. But wherever you live, either as insect or as demigod, there is no rescue from the process of janma mrityu jara bad. That you cannot escape. Either you become a small insect or you become as powerful as Lord Brahma. You have to die. There is no escape. Brahma, he has the greatest amount of years to live. Life is, we have calculation in the Bhagavad Gita that sahasra jūvapadyantam arhajya brahmanovi sahasra jūvam. One yuga means 43 lakhs of years. Multiply it by 1,000. That is the one daytime duration of Brahma. Arhat means morning to evening. Morning to evening, that is sahasra yuga. 1,000 times of 43 lakhs of years. Similarly, night, then day and night becomes one day. Similarly, 1 month, then 12 months, year, such 100 years. So, there is difference between our 100 years and his 100 years. Similarly, ants, 100 years and my 100 years difference. The modern science admits that everything is relative. Relative world. According to the body, according to the time. Relative world. Not absolute. The absolute world is different. And there is no relativity. Everyone is as good as the Supreme Personality of God. That is oneness. Not that one has become as powerful as the Supreme Lord. No. Maybe as powerful, still they are individual. They are not amalgamation. That is wrong here. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that in the past, we are all individual. He says that it is not that in the past we did not exist, and it is not that in the future we shall not exist. We shall exist. Mitta sāsatayam na harnati hannamāne sarīre. So, we are eternal. We existed in the past. We are existing now, and it shall continue to exist. As individuals, Krishna says, you, me, and all the soldiers and kings, they are all individuals. And they existed as individuals in the past, and we are existing now as individuals, and it shall continue to exist as individuals. There are three phases of time, past, present, and future. So there is no question of being annihilated at any time. Pranim and all is individual. And this is in the material, either material or a spiritual world. The individuality is there. It never ceases. Nitya yukta upasak. Here we have got temporary life. Therefore, we cannot be nitya yukta. This life will be finished. And the next life, we do not know what kind of life we shall have. It may be human form of life, or it may be dog form of life. We have to change this body. Tathādehāntara-prāpti. Krishna does not say that a man after death becomes a man. No. There is no guarantee. He says Tathādehāntara-prāpti. There will be change of body. And so far the body is concerned, there are 8,400,000 of different bodies. So any one of them you have to accept. There is no guarantee. Tathādehāntara-prāpti. So I, as spirit soul, am individual, existing. I shall continue to exist as individual in this material world, either as human being, or as an animal, or as demigod, as tree, plants, trees, aquatics, so many. Jalajānavalakthāni sthāvarālakthavinsati. This is going on. This is material world. And if we go to the spiritual world, jadgatyānāni vartam se tad-dhāmam paramam mama. The difference, what is the difference between the spiritual world and the material world? The difference is that if you go to the spiritual world, then you will not return again in this material world. Taktādihaṁ punarjanmanaiti. Spiritual life means punarjanmanaiti. Punarjanma means this material world. Bhutta bhutta pradiyat. One janma, then death, again janma, again death, and between the death and birth, or birth and death, there is disease and old age. Janma mitu jara vyadhi, dukkha. This is our real problem. So, the modern scientists, they do not know what is real problem. They are thinking advancement. Another point is here that Trin Loka Pradhan Maha and Dajjamana Praja Sarva. Praja. Praja means living entities. Prajāyati, when he takes his birth. So, in the three worlds means this upper, middle, and lower planetary system in this universe. Trilokā. So, everywhere there is praja, there is living entity. Otherwise, how she says, Srinloka. It is a foolish theory that there is no life in other planets. Let us tell you, it is normal. Three loka. We have got many evidences. I do not know why these rascal scientists say that there is no life in other planet. Why? The other planet is also made of the Panchabhut, Kriti, Aptej, Manusma. They are not different. Maybe something is very prominent, just like in the sun globe, the fire is prominent. Fire is also one of the five elements. Kriti, Aptej. That does not mean there is no life. There must be. Otherwise, how Krishna talked with the sun god? Imang vivasati rūpaṁ pratyamān aham abhayam. And the living entity is nāyana dahati pāvaka. The living entity is not burned by the fire. It is not Radha, it is not Maitan, it is Tejas. So why there will be no life in the sun globe? There must be. Because na dahati pavaka, fire cannot burn the living being. So there are germs in the fire of Agni Po. So we are being misled by the so-called scientists as a matter. That is not perfect knowledge. The perfect knowledge is in the Veda. Therefore, it is advised, tad vijnanartham, guru meva vivacche, srotriyam brahmanistham. You should go to a guru who has complete knowledge from the Shruti. Shruti means Veda. Ācārya-māna purusha Veda. Veda means you have to approach Ācārya. He knows everything. Unless he is not followers of the Veda, Shruti, he is a rascal. What is the use of going there? What you will get by approaching a so-called rascal guru? One who does not know Shruti. Therefore, Srila Rupa Goswami has forbidden. Sanatana Goswami has forbidden. Avaishnava mukhagina puta hari kathamritam sravanam na kattabham. Because sravanam, Shruti, to go to guru means to hear from him, to inquire from him. Tad vijnanartham sa guru meva vivacche samitpani srotiyam brahmani. You have to approach that guru. And who is that guru? Vaishnava. Not in knowledge. Therefore, anyone who is not Vaishnava, you should not approach. It is false knowledge. Its knowledge has no end. Sanatana Goswami has strictly forbidden avaishnava mukhagina puta hari kathamritam sravanam na kartam. Don't hear. It is quiet. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, mayavadi bhasya sunile hoy sarvanam. If you hear from a mayavadi, impersonalist, then your spiritual progress is doomed, finished. No more spiritual progress. Mayavadi bhasya sunile. Mayavadi hoy krishne aporadhi. The mayavadi, they are offenders to Krishna. Krishna is the supreme person, and the Mayavadi wants to make him impersonal. Therefore, they are offenders. So, what is the use of approaching a guru who is offended to Krishna? Tarahana vishatakulan, kripami adasam vijuni. Those who are envious, Krishna is Satchidananda Vigraha, and the Mayavadi is always trying to make him a handless, legless, headless, earless, and thisless, thatless, less, and what is remaining? Say, zero. What am I to say, zero? No. Be very careful. These Sunnavadi, the Buddhists, they clearly say there is no God. It's zero. Sunnavadi. So we can understand that position. And the Mayavadis, they're so dangerous that they do not say the God is zero. They'll say, yes, there is God. As a handless, legless, eyeless, useless, restless, that's what it means. Say zero, we can understand. But why you say indirect zero? Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said that Vedana Maniya Bodha Hoyo Nastik. Nastik means one who does not believe in the statement of the Veda is Nastik. Atheist, just like here in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna is person. This is very interesting. Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is person. Aham. All as he says. Aham niyadi devana. Manvana bhavavad bhakta madhyaji maganamaskuru sarva dharmaan parityaji. His person. So, the Mayavadi will always try to explain in the impersonal way. Therefore, they are offended. Krishna personally present. Why Krishna comes? So that the misunderstanding whether the absolute truth, God, is a person or impersonal, to mitigate this trouble, this misunderstanding, he comes as person. He presents himself, here is I am person. Why do you make me person? He is person. Yadayadayi dharma sagrani bhavati. Why you are taking so much trouble? Abhaktya saptasita sam klesa udhikataraste sam. Simply you are taking unnecessary trouble. Please audit. And if you take to bhakti directly personal, and you cannot understand God or Krishna by any other means except bhakti. Bhaktyamama vijanati javana jastami tattva. If you want to know absolute truth, God, then you have to take to bhakti. And what does it mean, bhakti? Bhakti means there must be Bhagavan. What is the meaning of bhakti? If I want bhakti, means to render service. So, if the master is not there, then where is the question of bhakti and service? It's all bogus. Bhakti means three things. Bhakta, Bhagavan, and the servant. That is bhakti. They are individual. Bhagavan is individual, bhakta is individual, and the reciprocation of dealing between two individuals, it is called bhakti. That is bhakti. Bhakti is in the sky in so many places. Just like Rupa Goswami defines bhakti. Annavilasita sunnam jnana karmadanabritam anukullena krishnanusilanam bhakti uttama. That is first class bhakti. And bhakti means there is activity. Anukullena, favorable. Krishna Rasika to satisfy Krishna. Anusilanam means culture. Culture means there is acidity. Bhakti does not mean zero. That is another thing. Zero nirvana means make this material activity zero. That hint is given by Sankaracharya. Lord Buddha says that everything is zero, and Sankaracharya gave further improvement that it is not zero. Brahma is fact. Brahma Satta. Not zero. Jagat Mitha. This world is Mitha. Zero. Not Brahma. Because those who understood this zero philosophy, there are self atheists, they cannot understand more. Therefore, further improvement was given by Shankara. Because he was preaching, the whole world became Buddhist, and he wanted to establish Vedic principles. So they have already made zero. So, how Sankaracharya can say, now it is not zero, it is fact. They do not understand. He said in a different way that zero is this material one. Brahma Sattva. But Brahma is fact. This is it. Now how the fact is working, that is given by the Vaishnava Acharyas. Especially Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srimad-Bhāgavatam dharma-prodhita-paita-bhavata. Dharma-artha-kā-moksa. They are all cheating. All cheating. Artha-moksa. The aspiration to become one with the Supreme Moksa. And that is paita-bhavata. Cheating. That is the beginning of Srimad-Bhāgavatam. When you understand that the so-called monism to become one with the Supreme, that is cheating. That is not fact. Because you cannot remain in the zero. That is not possible. You are part and parcel of God. God is Anandamaya. Anandamaya Mabhasa. By nature, God is Anandamaya. So if you are part and parcel of God, how you can be Nirānandamāya? You are also Anandamāya. That quality is there. But do you enjoy alone? You sit down in a room alone for 3 hours, you will feel disturbed. Immediately. What to speak of eternally? It is impossible to remain alone. And for want of ananda, you will again fall down in this material world. The impersonalists who think that I have become one with the Supreme. The one with the Supreme means that is eternal, fact. Sat, ananda. Simply by becoming sat, eternal, you don't get ananda. That is not possible. Therefore, ananda chinmaya rasa pratibhavita bhi tavi da eva nija rupa taya kalabhi goloko eva niva sati akhila atma bhuta govindam adipuritam tamam raja. So, you have to go to the anandamaya jagvatyana nivattam se you have to approach in that way. Otherwise, if you remain in the material world, this will be the result. Dajjamana prajasati. One after another. Dajjamana. You are simply born into ashes. Therefore, the Veda says, Asatima sadgama. Don't remain here. go to Krishna and enjoy the same life. Thank you very much.